Hi, this is a dictation for patient Charles Lovejoy. CharlesLovejoy. Date of service is 1/12/2023, and it is a follow-up visit. Date of birth 4/23/1979. Date of accident 10/6/2020. Mr. Charles Lovejoy has been coming here for follow-up visit after a break for several months that started from from June 3, 2022. He was not seen until 10/25, then again on 12/2. So he was feeling better at that time, then the pain have returned back. And so he is now back on physical therapy. He is getting a laser treatment, and he doesn't want any surgical options at all. He is a labor worker in a plant where he lifts 50, 60 pounds all day. He was sent back to the work last year on 12/19, but he 12/13, and he could not do the job. Started having severe pain, shooting pain. And patient was again taken off work. He can only do a light duty job. The patient reported that his physical therapy and laser treatment are going twice a week. He also has developed a pain in the left calf muscle, and that is constant. He wants to rule out any blood clot. Other than that, pain in the neck is improved significantly with all the treatment that are afforded to him. It is at 2 most of the time, out of 1 to 10. Upper back, mid-back pain is around 4, and lower back pain is 6. He has only one disc, L5-S1 disc herniation in the lumbar region. He also has a small disc herniation at T3, 4, T5, 6, T6, 7, but they are not bothering him so much. Cervical spine, he has only one disc herniated, it's C6, 7. However, he has no weakness of the arms, no radiation of the pain, and no numbness and tingling. No weakness. He is able to carry out his life duties pretty reasonably. Overall, the pain is now between 2 and 5. The ADLs are not gravely affected. The patient reports 50% to 60% improvement in his pain symptoms since the time of accident. ADLs are not gravely affected, none of them. In the system review, patient has following symptoms. In neurology and psych, patient suffers from difficulty sleeping, anxiety, poor work performance, fatigue, tension, and weakness. There are no symptoms of TBI reported at this time. He denies any headache, dizziness, vertigo. He denies any memory loss, vision problem, or confusion, disorientation, etc. In the pain and numbness, patient still has a issue of the pain in the left shoulder and stiffness and neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, along with pain in the neck and the mid back and lower back. But most of it is getting better. There is some pain on the left hip. And left leg also now has a pain in the calf area. There is some slight difficulty walking, although the patient appears to be walking reasonably good to me on examination. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports a moderate improvement in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Patient reports that if he is not lifting any heavy stuff, he is okay most of the time, and pain level is very tolerable. However, if he is put back to the job he used to do before the accident, he has extreme pain. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for additional pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 164 over 112. Pulse is 74. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will come from the previous visit of 12/19/2022, dictation number 1221-041, with the following modification. The musculoskeletal exam, please modify the range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spine only. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 25, and bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify to produce the pain in cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, spurling is negative, Lerner test negative, distraction test negative, Sotowall test negative, myelopathy signs are absent. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test is negative, Schwitt-Legg-Rising test is negative, and Bregar test is negative, contralateral leg rest test negative, Kemp test negative, and Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, mild pain in the left sacroiliac joint, and a positive left fibre test, left-sided Gonsalin test. Standing flexion test, iliac compression, distraction test are negative, and Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination was conducted on the left leg. Whenever there is an issue, you know, the best and best predictor, you know. The gentleman does seek drugs, actually, so I have to be a little bit cautious of that. But I did give him pain medications, and we'll see him again. Yeah. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. In the extremities examination, please mention that the left cough where he's talking about pain, it is a negative for Homan sign, and the compression test was negative for any tenderness. There is no sign of swelling or any muscle tenderness, no blood clot. The Homan sign is negative, no tenderness of the calf muscle is noticed, and the patient has been advised that if this tenderness doesn't go, then he should be going to see his primary care physician. By the way, his blood pressure was 164 over 112, pulse was 74, pulse ox was 99. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to refer him to a primary care physician, Dr. Chris, and he has been advised to continue laser treatment with the physical therapy at least once a week. He has been provided with a on-lux photobiomodulation for infrared treatment in the rest of the days for home use. He's being referred to a chiropractor, a chiropractor, and Dr. David Chris for peace primary care. He was earlier referred to neuropsych evaluation and a counseling that he's undergoing. He was also referred to spine surgery to Dr. Radden, but he has never made it there. He doesn't want surgery. He's been advised to lose some weight, do yoga, meditation, exercise, water aerobics, and hopefully he'll do better. He's been advised to, we can repeat an injection to his left sacroiliac joint again if the pain is not gone. Thank you.